Opponents of a mega landfill north of Auckland are preparing for what they're calling a colossal legal fight to stop the tip from going ahead. Yesterday, a panel of independent commissioners granted Auckland firm Waste Management consent for the 60-hectare dump 5 kilometres from Warkworth. The plan has faced vehement opposition from mana whenua and community groups who worry about both the environmental and cultural impact. Jean Bell reports.
Māori liaison for community group Fight the Tip, Makaida Meru, isn't surprised by the approval.
This has been our experience for 180 years. Nothing has changed.
4 of the 5 independent commissioners voted to approve the tip. Reasons for granting the consent include Auckland's growing need for space to dump its waste. The commissioners were also satisfied that ecological and environmental impacts could be managed. But Makaida Meru says Māori and Pākehā are unified, and the panel's word won't be final.
Māori and Pākehā standing side by side. This is going to be a colossal fight with the Crown. I tell you, boy, have we got a challenge ahead of us.
The sole commissioner that opposed the tip was the panel chairperson, Sheena Tapaina. She believes the impact on the area's ecology and cultural value to Māori would be significantly adverse, along with titiriti o Waitangi not being sufficiently taken into account. The chairman of local iwi Ngāti Manuhiri, Mook Hornick, agrees and says it's time to work out a response.
Having a landfill right in the middle of all of those significant waterways and their significant natural area of significance to Ngāti Manuhiri is a real issue to us. It's going to take a long corridor for us to decide our next action.
The approval for the dump comes with conditions. This includes the establishment of mana whenua and community liaison groups that Waste Management must consult with throughout the landfill's construction and operation. Fight the Tip executive member Michelle Carmichael says those concessions aren't enough.
We had so much opposition against this application, 1,000 submitters against it, including government entities, iwi entities, the community, Forest and Bird, docks, another council. You know, if we couldn't actually stop this through that system, what other community in the country has a chance at preventing, a risk to their environment?
She says the group will be appealing the decision and calling a public meeting later this week. In a statement, Waste Management says it is pleased with the decision and that the landfill is critically required to handle Auckland's rubbish. Auckland Council's General Manager for Resource Consents, Ian Smallburn, says in a separate statement that he understands the news will not be the outcome many have been hoping for.